Moncrief on News Talk.
A new statue recently appeared in Washington, D.C., depicting, rather controversially, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. As you might imagine, the work wasn't officially approved by the White House. Joe Heim is a reporter for the Washington Post. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Could you describe for us what this statue depicts?
Sure. It's about a 12-foot high statue with a not flattering likeness of President Trump with his arms wrapped around Jeffrey Epstein and sort of recreating the Jack and Rose scene from Titanic. They're also on a replica of the bow of the Titanic.
And there's a plaque that's with it that describes the scene, so to speak.
Yeah. There's a plaque. It reads, I'll just read it. It says, "The tragic love story between Jack and Rose was built on luxurious travel, raucous parties, and secret nude sketches. This monument honors the bond between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, a friendship seemingly built on luxurious travel, raucous parties, and secret nude sketches."
Mm. Now, this statue is not illegal for it to be there. They have got permission.
Yeah, they have permission from the National Park Service. It's considered a public gathering permit, a First Amendment display, and so it's protected speech under the First Amendment.
And the people behind it, it's not known who they are.
It's not. I mean, I've spoken with them, but they've done a pretty good job of keeping themselves anonymous. They go by the name Secret Handshake Society, and they've put out probably over the past year and a half, they've put up about 10, I would say 10 or 12 displays, critical of the administration, always sort of satirical, trying, you know, there's a humorous aspect to them, but definitely taking aim at the president.
Yeah. And so I suppose anytime there's a new thing, they've done something satirical based on that. As I understand, they did do that supposed birthday note that Trump's sent to Epstein. They recreated that, for instance.
Right. This is the one that he was alleged to have sent, which included a sort of a crude drawing on it. President Trump has denied writing such a note, but this was a sort of an enormous replica of it. And they invited people who were, who came to see this work, sign it or make comments as well to the president. So you can imagine how that went.
Yeah, so one can, all right. Yeah, and the statue, like, it has official permission to be there. Is there a time limitation on it? Does it have to be taken down by some point?
So in the past, they've been, I think they have about a week or 6 or 7 days to be allowed up. This one doesn't seem to have an end date on it, though I'm not sure why that is. Sometimes that could just be... I'm not really sure why that they don't have an end date on it, but typically it's about a week before they come down.
Yeah. And in this area of Washington, D.C., are there many similar type installations or, a lot of public speech of various sorts, if you like?
Yeah. So this is on the National Mall. And if people aren't familiar with D.C., that's sort of this vast expanse of lawn between the U.S. Capitol on one end and the Lincoln Memorial on the other end and the Washington Monument in the middle. And so, you know, that's always been a gathering spot for protest and people just putting up signs and different things. And some of that is usually you have to have a permit to do that. And if you don't, they might ask you to leave. But there's always something going on the mall in terms of public awareness and protest type things.
Yeah. And would they all take the kind of shape of this statue? Are people erecting things there or is it mostly gatherings?
Yeah, I would think it'd be more mostly gatherings. There are some different things. A group last fall, I think it was, installed an ice statue, which was just the word democracy, and then watched it melt over the course of several hours. So there are similar things to that. But this group, I would say, has made a name for themselves over the past year. They've become, for locals, D.C. is a pretty liberal city and voted overwhelmingly against the president in the last three elections. So they're popular with that crowd, and then maybe others not so popular with tourists and others who come through who just have differing opinions about that.
Yeah, and so would most of what one might encounter there, would it be anti-Trump?
I'm trying to think. I mean, there are definitely been pro-Trump events. But I would say, for the most part, over the last, well, certainly during his first administration and since he's started back in 2025, I think most of the protests, you could say, would be anti-Trump.
Yeah, and does that ever become fractious? If as you say, tourists arrive in town and they want to go and see, you know, where the best president ever lives, that they might be shocked and annoyed by seeing satirical depictions of him.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, I did talk to some people Tuesday that said that they thought it was inappropriate and distasteful to have it there. There have definitely been clashes. there have been clashes over the year, certainly between pro-Trump and anti-Trump demonstrators. But so I don't think we've seen anything too raucous over the past year.
Yeah. Is there a lot of protest in trying to keep just the name Epstein in the headlines at the moment, given everything else that's going on?
Oh, I think clearly, I mean, this, especially with this group, they, you know, their statue, the works that they had done in the past didn't reference Epstein, but the last three that they've done, they did one of which showed President Trump and Epstein holding hands and sort of skipping, and titled Best Friends Forever, and that was in September, and then the birthday card, which you mentioned, and now this one. I think they clearly are trying to keep that at the forefront, and I think a lot of people want, on both sides of the aisle, want attention paid to the Epstein files and the people involved in it.
Yeah, indeed. And the National Park Service that grants the permits for these gatherings and these sculptures to go up, is there any threat of them having their funding cut?
I don't think so. I mean, this is protected free speech, and unless laws change and the Constitution is upended, I don't think that there would be in any jeopardy of that. They did revoke one permit for this group, but it was because the statue was not the same dimensions that they had put on the permit when they applied. So I don't think so, but we'll, you know, we've seen lots of things happen.
Yeah, indeed. Joe, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Joe Heim there, reporter for The Washington Post.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.